we're trying to recreate the sense of place of what the community was like, what it was like living in the community at the time you were growing up, and anything you might know from when your parents were growing up. To the point that if someone were to come visit the park, and the park was to present a cultural picture of what this community was like, we would have, the stories, be able to recreate the community for anyone coming in, because that part has been lost.
Hey, what's up?
So,
yeah, what's up?
I guess the first question is, where did you live?
yeah.
And where did your family live?
My children?
No, your parents.
Oh,
and
my
you.
Parents?
Yeah.
My father lived in Princeton Forest Park, which they called Hickory Ridge then. This was in like the 18 or 1900s. That's where my father was born, Theodore Joseph Reed, and his other siblings.
Right. And where in Hickory Ridge was this?
On my grandfather's property.
Okay.
They named it Turkey Run now.
On Arinda Road.
And Arinda Road?
Uh-huh.
Between the two?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And on that property, I don't know if we asked you this or not.
Mm-hmm.
Could you actually draw a sketch of where the house was located and what other buildings you may have had on that property?
Oh.
That works better for you. Because one of the things, you know, when people say they took the land and they took our house, like we're finding out that there's actually much more than just a house.
Mm-hmm.
There were like corn cribs and
yeah.
Gardens and
yeah.
and barns and, you know, all of this kind of thing that also went. And
mm-hmm.
In the case of like the Thomases, I don't mean to tell them, the Taylors, their store was gone.
Yeah.
You know, so we're trying to get a physical layout. So that, for example, if someone comes through to do a cultural history walk,
mm-hmm.
they may be able to put up a plaque that shows where the house was and where the corn crib was and
yeah.
where, you know, create a visual picture for people who are coming to visit.
Mm-hmm.
You said he owned 75 acres?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you remember what he grew?
Corn. I think he did a little wheat for the horses and cattle, green beans, tomatoes, potatoes, things like that. Just regular vegetables, greens.
Wasn't any cotton grown around here or at all?
Not to my knowledge.
Mm-mm.
Tobacco?
Some people, my father mentioned a little bit about tobacco growth around here.
Mm-hmm.
And whether he grew any, I doubt it. But some people would grow their own
mm-hmm.
and cure it and smoke them.
Hmm. But that would just be for personal consumption?
Yeah.
Okay.
But as far as the house, I know they had something like a wine cellar or something back up in there. They kept ice and...
Ice house.
Ice house, wine. And they had a barn. And
your grandfather?
Uh-huh.
Did they make their own wine?
Oh, yeah. And it came down through the years. My father, he made it. Right here. This is where he made it. And I didn't pick it up. But I think my brother, he knows how to do it. And I got a cousin. He makes it.
Okay. You want to put Turkey Run there?
Okay,
that's
yeah.
the road.
Okay.
Because he was buried on his property before they
oh,
even
okay.
built this road.
Okay.
Okay.
So this is Turkey Road then.
Turkey Run now.
Sorry.
So your father, or your grandfather was buried on.
My grandfather.
Grandfather. Okay. Was that one of the cemetery plots that was moved?
No, no, they never moved it. He was buried on his property during that time.
So he's still there?
He's, yeah. His grave and everything.
I'd love
still
to take
there.
You guys over there and show it to you sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I could show you the land, the house.
And his son that got killed in the coal mine.
Danny.
Morris.
Morris, that's right. Oh, Morris.
Are they buried next to each other?
Yes. I put Morris.
Yeah.
Oh, so you know where it's at.
Yeah.
It's right in the little parking lot there.
Okay.
Yes. Road to the left. Yeah.
I guess I should have put Joseph Reed at the top.
If you walk straight down that road, and maybe 100 yards on your right, that's where the house is at.
Because they didn't notice. I remember my father, we used to walk over there. We lived in a house down here. That's where Charlie and I was born at.
Really?
After we left there.
Oh, cool.
And we used to go up. The pears, apples, peach orchard, peaches at the peach orchard because my grandfather had that and they were still, you know.
Mm-hmm. Huge pears.
Yeah.
I mean, big, big old pears.
Are the trees still there?
I don't think so. I think the last time I saw those pears, maybe 10 years, 12 years ago.
Did it just die out or do you think people chopped them down?
Or? No, I think
they
just
died
out.
Out.
Oh, they were old. Yeah, big time.
What was it like growing up?
Fun. We stayed in everything, fun. Because when my father moved here from Hickory Ridge, we had pigs, we had chickens.
Yeah, forgot about that.
Did he have a billy goat? Didn't he have a billy goat?
Somebody had a goat.
It's very familiar, you know. That's the only thing I remember. And when he used to kill the hogs, you know, like that. And he did have a root cellar. I remember him putting straw down in his basement with potatoes. We had a big garden.
Okay.
I do remember that.
How did the root cellar work?
Good, it was cool. It preserved potatoes.
Yeah, we kept potatoes for months at a time.
He had straw where he would put his potatoes. And they would last all year, year round, because the straw protected them.
Okay. You put it under and over?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cool. Maybe that's what I need for my potatoes.
I was just
thinking. You know, those things that they did back then were ingenious. And we don't even think about it now.
And I remember we didn't have electricity, and they had an ice box. But before we got the ice box, they had an ice house.
And that was the one on the property you showed me?
Here. Here, too.
Oh, right here.
Mm-hmm.
And how did the ice house work?
Well, it was an old spring back down here.
Okay.
In some kind of way, him and the other guy had fixed it. And the water, it was fascinating because Grandpa, he had one, too. The water used to run under that. And I could never figure out how they would make the ice.
Huh.
But they would make ice.
Mm-hmm.
Did they make the ice in the winter?
Year round.
Wow.
And I knew back years ago at Hickory Ridge, they sawed it. My father said he would go on a little creek down there and saw blocks out.
Mm-hmm.
And we put it in a, dig a hole, and put sawdust on it. And it would
keep it
until summertime.
Huh. That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. Be fascinating to figure out how they made that.
I have no clue, but I've heard more than one person talk about that in the family. So my father talked about it exclusively.
I had my father's old ice picks.
Oh, yeah.